What Does It Mean to Have Abundant Life? By Brenda Rogers, read by Ellie Johnson. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. John 10:10. Around my daughter's first birthday, mealtimes became unbearable. She couldn't communicate with words yet, so she whined, grunted, and threw food. As a solution, I taught her a few words in sign language. The sign for more was one of them. My daughter is now 2.5 and articulate for her age, especially with the word more. If she begs for something, she'll say the word more and sign it. I guess she thinks the sign gives her extra chances of getting what she's begging for. As I've watched my daughter, I've asked myself, are we much different from toddlers? From our youngest ages, we desire more. We pine, crave, beg, and covet for more. Typically, we see this as a negative, a part of our sin nature. But what we don't realize is our desire for more is God's design, and He's happy to give it. God created us to have an insatiable thirst as we live in this world. When sin entered the world, so did discontentment with life. God desires us to seek more out of life. The problem is we displace our desire for more because of our discontentment. The purpose of tension we feel with what we want and what we have is to point us to God and to eternity. We're meant to desire more of God. At first look, we might be tempted to say, what? I'd rather have a life of abundance so I can have the stuff I want and be happy. But when you're in a state of crisis, what's worth more? A life full of fear, anxiousness, and tension, or a life full of tranquility and the fruit of the Spirit? I think we'd agree that you can't put a price tag on love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. An abundant life comes from following God's ways, pursuing holiness, and seeking to be more like Him. This God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true. He is a shield for all those who take refuge in Him, Psalm 18:30. As a result, others see the abundant life in you and are led to Jesus through your example. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven, Matthew 5:16. God created us to want more, but which kind of more will we seek? Abundance in worldly pursuits or an abundant life? The more we desire God, the more abundant our life will be.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Jesus wants our fears to launch us toward faith. Then he grins and says, "Do you trust me? Because together we can do this." With Mornings with Jesus, you can start your day in a positive way. Find hope through inspirational stories and scripture. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Mornings with Jesus. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.